Hello, Sheta Bile. Good morning and thanks for joining us. In our top stories, the group phase of the National Interpol wraps up this Tuesday with Volcan FC of Noon needing a draw against Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi to clinch the last available semi-final ticket. And sports figures across the board have continued to pay tribute to the late football administrator Issa Hayatou, describing him as a mentor who spared no effort in instilling the principles of good governance in sports. The dust is yet to settle following the conclusion of the 33rd Summer Olympics in Paris, France, this Sunday. The United States of America emerged overall best with 126 medals, followed by China with 91. Team Kenya came out as the best African side with 11 medals, while more than 30 other African countries, including Cameroon, left Paris without a medal. Numerous records were also set and broken during the games. Senior reporter Simon Younger has some facts and figures of the just-ended global sports bonanza.
42 is a global number with 32 Olympic records broken, while 10 new world records were set. The most spectacular perhaps being that of Sweden's Armand Duplantis in pole vault. He recorded a performance of 6.25 meters, the best in both the Olympic and world charts. But the most outstanding was Frenchman Léon Marchand in swimming, who did not only win 4 gold medals, but set new Olympic records in all 4 gold finishes. 850 medals were dished out to athletes from 91 winning countries. 9.5 million tickets were sold to spectators coming from 122 countries, and surprisingly, the beach volleyball sold the most tickets. For those who could not make it to the Olympic sites, over 6 million of them were registered in the tourist destinations. 91 countries won at least one of the 850 medals distributed, but none of them was won by a Cameroonian.
With 6 athletes that competed in 4 disciplines, it was the 9th time in 16 Olympic appearances that Team Cameroon failed to win a medal at the Summer Games. What exactly went wrong with the team? Here is the response provided to our reporter Baldwin Summer by Hamad Karakaba Malboum, president of the Cameroon Olympic Committee.
I'm not happy with the result globally. But this is the way of sports. You go to the competition, you can get the victory or not. In this case, we didn't get the victory. But some of our performances are good, like our sprinter, Mr. Eseme. He reached the performance of 9.98. Among the best, 11 African who reached the semifinal in the sprint in 100. So this is something that we must consider. We have the talent in the country. Each competition has its own reality, and then we must consider that. The spirit of the competition, the environment of the competition, and the moment that we are competing.
Mr. President, Team Cameroon came to Paris, 6 athletes, 4 disciplines. The absence of disciplines like weightlifting, boxing for the very first time, disciplines which have previously secured medals for Cameroon in different competitions.
Those sports that you are mentioning, they were not qualified. And we must be honest that the best of our wrestlers, our weightlifters, they left Cameroon. They are now in the team of France and Australia and other countries in the world. So how can I solve that problem?
A question that is begging for an answer. Meanwhile, the conclusion of the Olympics has now given way to the Paralympic Games, which will see athletes from across the world compete in more than 545 events from August the 28th in Paris. Team Cameroon will be represented at the event by 5 athletes, made up of 1 man and 4 women. The flag bearer is Antoinette Marie Darcy, a 2-time African champion in the women's minor 67-kilogram para taekwondo discipline. What are their chances of winning medals in Paris? Winston Lebga attempts an answer.
There is always a first time, and this could be the moment for the right leg physically impaired if Noé Batifi Lumu, aged 21. The high school student of the Lycée de Colafamba in Yaoundé is the high jump medal hopeful. In 2022, he won gold in the Parasport Open in Yaoundé. Paris beckons on him, and he wants to answer present in grand style. Team Cameroon's flag bearer is the 2-time para taekwondo African champion in the minus 67 kilogram category, Antoinette Marie Darcy. She is in the top 20 of the world standing, and a medal in Paris, especially if it's in gold, will certainly accentuate her position in the world pecking order. Master's degree holder in taxation and accounting, Arlette Mawe Fokwa, will be challenging the best in the shot put event, and the left leg physically impaired woman won a silver medal in the Birmingham 2022 Commonwealth Games. The members of Cameroon's Paralympic team believe they can go places in terms of their athletic craft, as they hope to put up an impeccable performance in the pursuit of their Paralympic dream. This could be their moment to grab the ultimate prize in Paris.
Thank you, Winston Lebga. Sport figures say the death of the former president of the Confederation of African Football, Issa Hayatou, has created a significant vacuum in the world sports movement. They've also described the administrator, who would have turned 78 on Friday, August 9th, as a mentor who spared no effort in instilling the principles of good governance in sports. Ben Collins Nweberuo has compiled their views in the following report.
The rise to prominence of the former president of the Confederation of African Football, Issa Hayatou, began on the athletics tracks. The president of the National Olympic and Sports Committee of Cameroon, Hamad Kalkaba Malboum, collaborated with him at several levels of sports practice and administration.
Issa Hayatou was my elder. When I was in the military academy, he was in INGS, and then we were in the same team of athletics. And later on, we came together in the organization. I was president of the Handball Federation, and Mr. Issa Hayatou was the secretary general of the Football Federation.
President Issa Hayatou occupied many important positions in sports.
President of the National Federation of Football, president of the Confederation of Football in Africa, and then he was interim president of FIFA, and we are losing him in his position of honorary IOC member.
All these made Mr. Hayatou an administrative genius, idolized by many, like the president of the Cameroon Sports Federation for Intellectually Disabled, Jean-Marie Aliokol Mabiemi.
When I was a student in National Institute of Youth and Sports, my best dream was to be like Issa Hayatou. It's a big loss for all who want to be like him.
After managing the affairs of FIFA and CAF, Issa Hayatou came back to the country and was appointed board chair of the National Football Academy, ANAFOOT, by the head of state, Paul Biya. He was a mentor, says the director general of ANAFOOT, Enongachu.
Issa Hayatou was a great manager, and I learned a lot from him. Each time I was in difficulties, I would call him and he would always invite me for us to work. He was not acting like a board chairman, but he was acting like a father.
Mr. Issa Hayatou is greatly remembered for his contribution to Cameroon's hosting rights of the 2021 Africa Cup of Nations that took place in 2022.
The last group games of the National Interpols will be played this Tuesday, with Pool A leaders Mintak FC of the Upper Sanagar taking on Botafogo FC of Douala at the Fekafoot Technical Center in Oja. The second encounter pits Sporting FC of Marwa against Union Sportive of Abombang. Over at the CAF Excellence Center in Bankomo, Atlantic Sports Academy of Kribi will lock horns with Volcan FC of Noon, with the side from the West Region needing just a draw to secure a semi-final ticket. The second encounter will see Girondin Athletic of Ngaoundere take on Boya United. Meantime, five clubs can no longer qualify for the semi-finals following the results of the four matches played over the weekend and their standings on the classification table. In Pool A, Botafogo FC of Douala, Option Sports Academy of Bamenda, and Sporting FC of Marwa already out, while in Pool B, Girondin Athletic FC of Ngaoundere and Boya United can no longer qualify. The Boya side has the worst performance of the 10 clubs, with 3 defeats in 3 outings, and Tip Captain Elad Boris and Deputy Coach Ngalem Clovis attribute their subpar performance to a lack of experience.
Our opponent was more physical than us. Then we were not having the confidence to play. This is our first time playing the Interpol, so you know, football comes to maturity. Even if we were not having hope to come back in the game, we'll not go back to start with without any point. So we still have one match to play to keep that objective alive. I just pray our next match pull a victory.
You know, we have lesser players playing after 2 days of rest. It's a little bit heavy on them since it's their first time of playing the Interpol. But with what they have learned throughout these matches, I believe next time when they come, they'll do greater exploit. The last game will give our all. We will show that we have learned a lesson.
And it is on that note that we draw the curtains on today's edition of the 7:30 AM Sports News presented by Marcel Mfochie. Back to you, Sheta.